Howdy, to neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. More with Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack, this time talking animal ID with us after this.
Coming up Saturday, March 13th, don't miss the Hall Coyote Hills all-black, all-pole limousine bull sale. That'll be at 1 o'clock at the ranch, a mile west, 2 miles south, and one west of Chattanooga, Oklahoma. That's on Highway 5. The sale begins at 1 p.m., selling 80 black pole limousine and limb flex bulls. Call 580-597-3006 to receive a catalog, or just visit HallCHR, that's HallCHR.com, to view the catalog. That's Saturday, March 13th, the Hall Coyote Hills limousine bull sale, Chattanooga, Oklahoma.
Attend the new Wichita Falls Ranch and Farm Expo, March 10th and 11th at the J.S. Bridwell Ag Center. See the newest and latest in farming practices and technology. Free admission. See world champions Will Lowe and Strand Smith. $5,000 in prizes and giveaways. Live sheepdog demonstrations. March 10th and 11th, corporate sponsors American Hat Company, Beef Tractor, News Talk 1290, Lone Star 102.3, go to Wichita Falls Ranch and Farm Expo.net.
In a news conference with agricultural reporters at the Commodity Classic, Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack talked about a variety of issues, including defending the decision to do away with NAIS, the National Animal Identification System, but instead working with states to come up with an animal traceback system for animal disease control.
Well, we did a lot of listening sessions on that. We did 15 listening sessions. I participated in a couple of them and read the comments from the others. I mean, it was pretty clear there were a lot of concerns expressed about the system, and it wasn't particularly successful if you gauge it based on the cattle industry's voluntary participation at somewhere in the neighborhood of 35%. The meetings are beginning this month. With ag commissioners and ag secretaries. I think it's scheduled in the Midwest. We're going to have a team go out there and begin the dialogue. And our hope is that we come up with a consensus position in terms of what the standard should be for interstate transactions, what kind of technology, low-cost technology, would be allow us to trace back to the state of origin, which is what we need to have in order to have an effective traceability system, and then allow the states to decide for themselves if they go any further, and if so, how they go further. And at the same time, maintaining what was positive from the NAIS experience, which is the pork industry, the poultry industry, sheep. Basically, there was greater acceptance because it was perhaps a little bit easier. Maybe it didn't cost as much. Maybe there weren't as deep the concerns relating to confidentiality and privacy and some of the other tangential issues. But I'm hopeful that we get a system that folks appreciate that we listen to them and appreciate the importance of having traceability in terms of containing disease outbreaks if it occurs and allowing us to then continue to aggressively market a livestock as quality.
U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack talking about animal ID in a news conference this last week at Commodity Classic out in Southern California. The NAIS program basically going to remain intact, if at least in some form or shape or fashion, when it comes to the hog industry and perhaps the sheep industry. Not so for the beef cattle industry, though. That's where it really is being shelved and started from scratch with a state-based system. And as he mentioned, they are starting to meet with the state commissioners of agriculture, but there are a tremendous number of questions to be answered about exactly how things are going to work. And the big question that Mr. Vilsack didn't really address at that news conference, who pays? Will there be federal dollars? Stay tuned. I guess we'll find out in the days to come. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Coming up Saturday, March 13th, it's the Blackjack Angus Farms annual bull sale, starting at 12 noon in Seminole, Oklahoma, selling 78 Angus bulls, 19 Angus females, and 65 commercial heifers. For a complete sales catalog, just go to nationalcattle.com or call 405-382-7678. Don't miss the Blackjack Angus Farms annual bull sale, Saturday, March 13th in Seminole, Oklahoma.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day. I'm Ron Hayes.